Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ with CannabisRadio.com, and joining us at the desk today, we've got Laura Bianchi from Rose Law Group. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Glad to have you here. You're based, it looks like, Scottsdale, Arizona?
Yep, absolutely.
Is this your first cannabis conference?
Oh, goodness, no. I've been in this industry since 2010, so I'm not even sure what number this is.
2010? Why, you're an old-timer.
It's
my
like
goodness.
Dog years, yes.
A whole 5 years. But that's as long as I've been here in Arizona.
Absolutely,
so
you
could at least say, I've been here the whole time.
Since its inception.
We go. So, Laura, what are you doing with Rose Law Group then?
So I'm a business corporate transactions attorney.
Aha.
In 2010, we started working in this realm, and it has taken over our practice. So, you know, we started doing the applications, helping people prepare those. From that point, I really do all of the structuring. So whether it's partnerships, the joint ventures, the policies and procedures, finance, lending, all of the things in this industry that are so important, because we don't have really any case precedent. We don't have a lot to really rely on. So in keeping our clients hopefully out of court and out of litigation, I draft the contracts.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic, Laura. And those services are desperately needed. A lot of people getting into this industry know a lot about weed.
Yes.
But not a lot about business.
Right. It's the suits and the dreads.
I call it the suits and the heads. That's amazing. We almost got exactly the same terms. So Laura, you say you've been in this doing this since 2010, and you also said it took over your firm. I mean,
our practice. There's two of us that do it. Yeah.
Okay. So this wasn't intended.
Happened by accident. It's fascinating. You know, I was interested. I love anything that's sort of outside of the box, and the more I really found out about the plant and the medicine and what it does, the more passion I had for the subject. And it's an easy, there's not a lot of attorneys that, at least before, used to be in this realm. And it's so vastly needed. You have guys coming in that have a lot of money, and then you have the industry people who are coming in who have the expertise in cultivation and infusion and all these things. And so melding those two can be a challenge.
And that's your gig. That's what
that's
you're doing.
That's my gig.
Okay,
yep.
So what's the website or contact information people need to get in touch with you?
Sure. So it's www.roselawgroup.com. My name's Laura Bianchi. They're welcome to email me, call me. Certainly, I help people from the very beginning, just those that are entering the market and structuring these relationships, all the way that those that are in it have just found that they need a little bit more than just a license and a dream.
Yeah.
Actually need a plan and a structure as to how to operate their business and a great exit strategy as well. So.
All right.
Happy to help in any way I can.
I find oftentimes people that get into this either got sick, got busted, or got mad.
Sure.
Or someone they knew got sick, busted, or mad. What brought you in?
You know, like I said, when this first started, we had gone through and assisted in writing the legislation. It passed. And I just have a lot of attention to detail. We were working on the drafting of the rules and writing, you know, comments and responses for the Department of Health Services. And it really was by accident. I'm the person who came in and started reviewing the rules. So by the time we got through where everything was passed, I knew these things backwards and forwards.
There we go.
And suddenly it became my, you know, because I do the transactional aspect, we got involved in submitting the first application, dispensary license application. And it sort of evolved from there. So it's been a wild ride, but it's been a lot of fun.
So over the past 5 years, as family and friends have seen you get sucked into this world, what's their reaction been?
You know, I have had a lot of support. My parents actually came to hear me today, my sister. You know, I have found that by educating and informing people and really giving them the information that they need, I'm a little bit probably different than some people they'd expect to be in this industry.
Sure.
It's served me well, and people are coming around. They ask more questions. They take it a little bit more seriously. And I've not had a bad reaction. So it's been positive for me.
All right. So if there are law students out there and they're thinking, hey, this lady sounds like she's got it together.
Sure.
Is this something they should get into? And if so, what should they focus on in their studies to better prepare them for this industry?
I think, you know, there's two very distinct sides. There is the litigation side, which can focus on the criminal. It can, you know, focus on protecting constitutional rights and all of the issues that come with this regulatory structure. And then there's the transactional side. It's really more the business compliance side. So understanding which one of those you know, have a preference for, and finding attorneys. There's only a few of us, but finding attorneys that are in this realm and, you know, give it a try. It's a niche. It'll be the one area that you may walk into a room of attorneys who are much more your senior that you may know a little bit more. So,
That's always a lot of fun.
It's kind of a fun, it's a fun niche. It definitely is.
All right. Well, Laura Bianchi from Rose Law Group. They're here in Scottsdale, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
roselawgroup.com. And looks like you got Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter.
I do. Laura Bianchi. Yes, they can look me up on all of those.
All right. Bianchi is B-I-A-N-C-H-I if you're needing to spell that. Thanks for joining us, Laura, and good luck with all your practice and the future.
Thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
Glad to have you here. Folks, we're going to be disconnecting on our Spreaker Live connection as the Stoner Jesus Show will be coming up at the top of the hour. Big shout out to Stoner Jesus up there in Stoner Heaven. Check out all the great shows here on CannabisRadio.com as well. We will be recording a couple more interviews, but they'll be recorded going up onto my SoundCloud page. You'll still be able to get a copy of those and listen to those anytime you like on demand. I'm Radical Russ with the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com. Thanks for joining us for our live coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference 2015 from Phoenix, Arizona.